Paris. Pandit ji. Pandit ji is not here.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Yuktani,
impregnated with.
Hrit,
the heart.
Tapa,
burning.
Upashamani,
extinguishing.
Cha,
and.
Haranti,
are attracting.
Smarataha,
by remembering.
Chittam,
mind.
Govinda,
the Supreme Personality of Pleasure.
Abhihitani,
narrated by.
May,
unto me.
Translation.
Now I am attracted to those instructions imparted to me by the Personality of Godhead, Govinda, because they are impregnated with instructions for relieving the burning heart in all circumstances of time and space. Herein Arjuna refers to the instruction of the Bhagavad Gita, which was imparted to him by the Lord in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. The Lord left behind him the instructions of the Bhagavad Gita, not only for the benefit of Arjuna alone, but also for all time and in all lands. The Bhagavad Gita, being spoken by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the essence of all Vedic wisdom. It is nicely presented by the Lord himself for all who have very little time to go through the vast Vedic literatures like the Upanishads, Puranas, and Vedanta Sutras. It is put within the study of the great historical epic, Mahabharata, which was especially prepared for the less intelligent class, namely the women, the laborers, and those who are worthless descendants of the Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, and the higher sections of the Vaishyas. The problem which arose in the heart of Arjuna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra was solved by the teachings of the Bhagavad Gita. Again, after the departure of the Lord from the vision of earthly people, when Arjuna was face to face with being vanquished in his great acquired power and prominence, he wanted again to remember the great teachings of the Bhagavad Gita, just to teach all concerned that the Bhagavad Gita could be consulted in all critical times, not only for solace from all kinds of mental agonies, but also for the way out of the great entanglements which may embarrass one in some critical hour. The merciful Lord left behind him the great teachings of the Bhagavad Gita, so that one can take the instructions of the Lord even when he is not visible to material eyesight. Material senses cannot have any estimation of the Supreme Lord, but by his inconceivable power, the Lord can incarnate himself to the sense perception of the conditioned souls in a suitable manner through the agency of matter, which is also another form of the Lord's manifested energy.
Just like we have no knowledge of Krishna, conditioned soul. Therefore, for our understanding, he is so merciful, he descends as Archamurti. This deity which we are worshipping, that is called Archavatar, incarnation of Archa. He is accepting our worship, our prayer, our everything. He has descended just suitable for our handling. That is his mercy. Therefore, we should not consider that this Archa, Krishna, is made of stone. And as atheists will say, that these foolish persons are worshipping heathens, they are worshipping. No, we are not worshipping stone, we are worshipping Krishna. But that they do not know. Krishna has appeared before us because at the present moment we cannot see except stone and wood. Therefore, suitable for our vision, he has appeared in such a way. Otherwise, how we can appreciate? They are searching after what is God, but here is God. Here is God. Therefore, in the Shastra it is forbidden, Archa, Archi, Vishnu, Siladhi, Gurusu, Naramati, Vaishnavi, Jati, Vidhi. It is forbidden that when you worship deity, you should not think that it is made of wood or stone or something else, material, no. What is this material? Material is, matter means the energy of Krishna. Just like the sunshine, or like the illumination of this light, it is the energy of the lamp. So it is not different. Similarly, as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Bhumi Rapo Nalo Vayu, this earth, water, air, fire, anything material, that is expansion of his energy. So he can accept your service through his energy. That is his omnipotency. That is called omnipotence. You cannot do anything, your personal affairs with your energy. But you can sometimes do. Suppose if you have got money, even being present on the spot, by spending money you can get the things done. The money will act for you. Similarly, Krishna being omnipotent, he can take your service through his agency, through his potency. And potency means shakti, shakti, shakti mato abheda. Krishna and his potency is not different. So Krishna, by his causeless mercy, he has appeared before you in a manner by which you can touch him, you can handle him, you can dress him, you can give him. This is Krishna's mercy. It is not idol mercy. That's what is forbidden. Don't think it is idol. Go on.
Thus the Bhagavad Gita, or any authentic scriptural sound representation of the Lord, is also the incarnation of the Lord. There is no difference between the sound representation of the Lord and the Lord himself. One can derive the same benefit from the Bhagavad Gita as Arjuna did in the personal presence of the Lord.
You can derive the same benefit as Arjuna by reading Bhagavad Gita. People say that Arjuna was enlightened because Krishna was present before him. But Krishna is present before you also, by his words, by his sound representation. Just like Hare Krishna mantra, Krishna's name, it is not different from Krishna. Now, abhinnatya namanamina. Nami, here in the material world, the name and the person whose name, that is different, because it is material. If you want water, this water is substance, or water is different from the name water. You cannot quench your thirst simply by chanting water, water. That is not possible, because it is material. But you can realize the Supreme Personality of Godhead by chanting Hare Krishna mantra. That is the significance of spiritual and material. Otherwise, how people are satisfied simply by chanting Hare Krishna mantra? Let him chant some other name, material. No, you cannot chant more than 3 times. Then you'll feel tired. But you can go on chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra for hundreds and millions of years. It still will not feel tired. That is the difference. Therefore, his name and he is not different. Abhinnatta Namachintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasavigra Purna Suddha Nitta Mukta Abhinnatya Namanamina. This is the Shastric injunction. Nama, the holy name of Sri Chaitanya, Krishna, is Abhinna, not different from Krishna. Namachinta, Purna Suddha, full. Complete, not that little less, no. Full, purna, suddha, and uncontaminated. Just like Krishna is uncontaminated. Similarly, his name is also uncontaminated. Purna, suddha, nitya, eternal. As Krishna is eternal, name is also eternal. Purna, suddha, nitya, mukta, avinnata, because they are not different with one another. The most important word is desha kalartha juktari. These are time and space. Bhagavad Gita is because non-different from Krishna. As Krishna is everywhere, similarly Bhagavad Gita can be appreciated in every country, every season, every circumstances, there is desha kala artha juktani. Then hittapo uposamani cha hittapo. There is a hittapo. Hit means heart, and tapo means real meaning is temperature, or temperature if you take. Just like Agni Tapa. Agni means fire, and Tapa it has got temperature. So to a certain degree you can tolerate. But when the degree, just like in India we have got temperature in summer season, 120 degrees. Here, just like in your country, the temperature is less. In other country, the temperature in the Middle East, the temperature is 135 degrees, Arabian countries. There are three tapas, three kinds of miserable condition, this material world. That also can be taken, tapo. Tapo means suffering, excessive heat and cold, that is called tapo. So, hityapa upasamanicha. The teachings of Bhagavad Gita we are suffering always within the heart. As Narottam Das Thakur says, that Bishaya Bishanale Dibanisi Hiya Jole. Bishaya means this material enjoyment. It is just like poison. The more we are entangled in material enjoyment, there is no enjoyment, it is a suffering. But we are taking a suffering as enjoyment. Just like in this winter season, we cover ourselves very nicely with gloves, with overcoat. But it is simply counteracting the suffering. But a man who has got a nice overcoat and gloves, he is thinking he is enjoying. This is Maya. He forgets that he is simply trying to counteract the suffering. Actually, he is suffering. But having a nice coat or nice place, he is thinking that he is enjoying. Yeah. That is foolishness. That is called Maya. There is no enjoyment in this material. Simply you are trying to counteract the suffering. This counteraction of suffering we are accepting as enjoyment. So, this material world means you must suffer. That is the position of the material. Why, otherwise, why you have come to material? Just like in the prison life, how you can expect enjoyment there? But a man, suppose a big politician is put into the jail and is given a very nice, comfortable bungalow and everything, but he is in the jail. But he is thinking that I am enjoying. He forgets that he is in the jail. He is in the jail. That is called ignorance, Maya. He is suffering and is accepting. It's like the pig. He is eating stool. But he is thinking he is enjoying. This is going on. So Hityapa, in this, ocean of suffering, Bijaya Bishanale Dibani, the more we want to enjoy, the more sufferings entangle. More suffering. You can understand this. Now we got this car, horseless car. But now there is a problem. They are thinking if there is no petrol available, then what will happen? So this is material existence. Bishayo Bishanali Divarsi. Anxiety. That anxiety is suffering. What will happen? What will happen? That is material existence. Sadas Hamadabhigna Dhiya. Always full of anxieties. This is material life. So, Narottam Das Thakur says, that Bishaya Bishanale Dibanisi Hiya Jale. The heart is burning on account of this material existence. Toribare na koinu upar. But I did not try to find out the means by which I can get out of this. Golokero premodhana harinama sankirtana rotina janmila kano ta. The medicine is this Hari, Krishna, Krishna's teachings, Krishna's name, Krishna's glorification, that is the real medicine. But we have no attraction for these things. We are simply trying to counteract the suffering. And we are accepting this counteraction as enjoying. The Bhagavad Gita, Haranti Smaratas Chittang. Actually, if we want to enjoy life, then we should take the instruction of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna, we shall chant Hare Krishna mantra. That will give us relief from the blazing fire. Saṃsāra dāvā nalalīra lōk. Trānāya kārunya ghanāghanattha. This is the only way. Otherwise, so when Arjuna was too much perturbed by absence of Krishna, he was simply remembering the instruction of Krishna, which he received in the battle of Kurukshetra. Thank you.